Relief organizations have been overwhelmed with calls from people asking what they can do to help the victims of Hurricane Katrina. Their first word of advice, don't head down to the affected areas alone. Andy Miller is with the National Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. She says at this point, volunteers could do more harm than good.
The situation down there is critical in terms of housing and normal hygiene and supplies. So it's a combination of being sure that those that are being pulled from the affected area can be taken care of, and also that people who go in there know what they're getting into and can be safe.
Andy Miller suggests people look to their synagogues, churches, mosques, professional organizations, and local charities to see if they are coordinating any relief efforts. An official with the American Red Cross says people can help in conventional ways by volunteering their time to help man the phone lines or open mail. And some people may even be trained to be on the front lines of a disaster-stricken area. Still, most charities agree that sending money is most helpful in the early stages of relief. For a list of organizations accepting donations and volunteers, go to npr.org and click on Katrina, How to Help.